Time to connect with our comedians today, Melanie Bracewell and Te Reira. Kia ora to you both. We're going to start. Who came up with the T-Rex skull selfie story and would like to explain that?
Amazing story in Sydney where a man has been caught strolling through the exhibits of a closed Aussie museum and posing for selfies. And like the head of a mouth of a T-Rex skull, which is something I think we've all fantasized about.
Not
you can
so
actually
much,
do it. There are large dinosaurs out at Butterfly Creek in Auckland, and you know you want to go and put your head in it. It's a thing these days where people commit crimes and then capture themselves literally committing the crime through the medium of the selfie. To be fair, he also stole a piece of artwork, and I love this, a staff member's cowboy hat. Like, it's not often that a criminal and you think, oh, you know, like, that is a crime, but you are an urban hero.
It does seem strange to be in a place that's a museum full of artifacts and very valuable items, and the thing you steal is a cowboy hat from a staff member.
Yeah, but did he steal this before or after he had the selfies taken? And then what was the piece of artwork? Was it a painting? Was it a sculpture? Was it something he thought could be utilised for the consumption of marijuana? Who knows what it was?
So many questions to come out in court, right? The next story, classical music and jazz, a study showing preference for rats under the influence.
Yeah, this is quite an old study. It's actually from 2011, but sometimes these pop up again, and you think, how did we miss this at the time? There was a study, and it was listed in 2011 amongst the top 10 most ridiculous research on animals, and rightly so, because what they did, someone was sitting around and thought, do you reckon rats can be trained to like a certain music if we give them a whole lot of drugs? And someone else clearly went, I don't know, let's test it. And Albany Medical College in the States did exactly that, gave the rats cocaine. They prefer silence, apparently, understandable, and they didn't like Fair Release by Beethoven, but under the influence of coke, they really loved a bit of Miles Davis.
What are we possibly using this research for?
Just better. It was aimed at understanding simply whether animals whether music can evoke drug cravings in animals. Who needs to know this?
That is very true. I think much more useful, actually, to humanity is the clone machine. There'll be people liking the sound of this one. Who located this story for us?
Yes. So we're in the age of Zoom. I mean, we're doing tons of these meetings where you're on video. And sometimes you just go, I wish I could just sneak away and grab a beer. And a beer company has actually invented a bit of software to help you in your video conference. It creates a 30-second video loop. So it looks like you're sort of nodding along to budget reports. And then you can just buzz off and just enjoy yourself.
So long as you don't do anything in that 30 seconds that people think, oh, he's got a really weird twitch. What I like about this, yes, it was a beer company, but, you know, I do a lot of design conferences and things where you've got all these ad people and they come up with these incredible ideas, and then sooner or later they just find a company who essentially pays for it or sponsors it. So somewhere out there was someone who went, you know what, I'm sick of these little meetings. How do we create this loop? So it's probably there. You don't have to consume or purchase the beer, I don't think. You can just get the little 30-second loop, and it says it can insert you into any one of the kind of video chatting apps. So, you know, this could be
a
family teleconference.
And the only way I seem to be able to get through it is that a couple of my friend co-workers, the good thing about in a video chat, you can also kind of message each other privately.
They
said that it looked like that I was nude in the conference. I was wearing a kind of off-the-shoulder top. So throughout the whole video meeting, it looked like I was just sitting there nodding along nude.
You do know, Melanie, that if particularly I think it's with Zoom, all of those messages end up going to whoever is the meeting organizer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had a story about this a couple of weeks ago where people were at school and they were messaging their friends, and it was all going through to sort of the teacher and the lecturer. So whatever you've said, I don't want to ruin your weekend, Melanie Bracewell, but careful who you message.
Always good advice. Hey, look, because I did promise the listeners we would explore the shopping trolley theory. Who'd like to pick this one up?
Look at the study of human nature. This is a real litmus test. The ultimate litmus test, they say, for whether a person is capable of self-governing is whether they take the trolley back to the little trolley stand at the supermarket or not. It's not illegal not to. You don't get in trouble not to, but it's considered to be an act of good courtesy and self-governance and general kindness to take it back.
Oh, no. I feel bad about this because I feel like it really depends. And one of those dependents often is if someone's watching me.
What?
It's a terrible act of ethics to only do something if I know someone will see that I've done it. That's really bad. I'm now analysing myself.
Yeah, like as someone with a degree in philosophy, Mel, I'm looking at you as maybe I need you for my thesis.
Oh, no. I mostly do it. Sometimes you're just like, you're panicked, you're in a rush, maybe you're going to some drinks or something and you're running late and the trolley
that's a really important reason just to leave a trolley drifting around aimlessly like the Marie Celeste in a car park for someone to crash their car into. Like
I wouldn't leave it drifting, but sometimes you've got near you a few trolleys that have kind of parked up together as the little convenient bay rather than the actual specified bay.
That is an interesting one, isn't it? Because you may not take it back to the actual bay, but if you just go and amalgamate it with several other trolleys and they sort of grow like a virus
those trolleys to the bay anyway, so if I just group it with the other ones, I'm not so bad.
Well, Tereda, Mel has confessed all, and we've only got a few seconds, but are you a good person or a bad person going by your shopping trolley behaviour?
Yeah, I do like to take it back to the bay. But as Mel said, now that I think about it, sometimes I just add it to a larger out-of-the-way kind of pile.
Yep, exactly.
Truth is revealed. Thank you both very much. Talking to Tereda and Melanie Bracewell today on 9 to Noon. Well, thank you for your company.